Hi, welcome to another episode of Resting Bitch with me, Allie Makovsky. Today's podcast is brought to you by Lemon Lime Gatorade and No Flavor Unflavored Pedialyte. I thought I had the coronavirus for sure. I was convinced after Super Bowl Sunday. I was like, I definitely have the virus. This is going to be great for publicity. People are going to be like, who's this Allie girl? What's the deal about the coronavirus? And then people definitely wouldn't come to shows because they'd be like, she's infected. But once I get better from the coronavirus, people would be like, damn, we want to see the girl perform who had the coronavirus. Everyone's afraid of the coronavirus. I wasn't afraid. I was kind of stoked because I genuinely thought I was feeling so sick yesterday and after the Super Bowl. I legitimately thought that I had it. And I wasn't afraid because it's just a flu. And I know that people are dying and that's not good. And RIP and I'm sorry. But I mean, I'm not a doctor and I haven't looked into that many articles, but I'm pretty sure it's people who like would have died if they got sick from something anyways, you know, like old people whose immune systems are weaker than others. Like if you're hot, healthy and young like me, you're gonna be fine. Did I talk about that on the last episode? Because I said that somewhere and I'm not sure if I said it in conversation or yeah. Okay, it might have been a conversation that I used that line. But yeah, I'm pretty sure if you're like hot, healthy, and young, you're going to be okay. Oh, you know what you did? I did, right? Yeah, so stop being afraid. I mean, unless you're like old and weak and yeah, then I'm sorry. But I thought I was going to like show up today wearing a mask. First, I thought I wasn't going to show up at all because last night I was in the worst state I've been in a long time. And the weird thing is I feel like 100% better now. And there's a couple reasons I think that that might be the case, okay? But let me backtrack and tell you about my Super Bowl before I started feeling sick and then after. So, okay. Set the stage. It's morning. Super Bowl Sunday. I go to Cafe Los Feliz because they have the best breakfast burritos in town. Anthony told me that. They're so good. That might have been, though, what gave me my explosive diarrhea. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I only ate that. And then, so I woke up, got my breakfast burrito from Cafe Los Feliz, ate the whole thing, which I shouldn't do. You guys have seen it on the early episodes of the podcast. Me eating a full burrito and then trying to talk, it's not good. It slows me down. I should only eat half, but anyway, I ate the whole thing. And then I was like, damn, it's Super Bowl Sunday. I have zero plans. I don't want to just like be chilling alone. Because I think I did that last year. I think last year I was alone and I was just like so sad because I was like looking at everyone's Instagrams and everyone was at parties. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to post on my Instagram. I'm going to be like, what's the move for today? Like, you know, does anyone have a party I can go to and eat chips and dip? That's my favorite part of the Super Bowl. Fuck the commercials. Fuck the halftime shows. I want to see what your aunt creates for her dip this year. I want to see what your neighbor's bringing over as his piece, his signature dish. There's so many good dips to be made. Some of my favorites, classic ranch. A ranch dip, so good. Also, French onion dip. That like, ooh, it's got the onions in it and it's kind of like a brown color, like a light brown color. It's actually kind of beautiful aesthetically. That dip is so good with a Frito, a crunchy little Frito. Ranch dip is only good with carrots and the thick potato chips. Whoever buys those, like, the potato chips where you can see through them, fuck that person, because you're not getting any ranch on that. You have to get a thick chip. Yeah, you have to get a Ruffles. Like, the Lay's, sometimes the Lay's are, like, way too thin. You can see through them. Especially the baked ones. Yeah, well, fucked baked anything. You're eating chips. Just indulge. Don't be like, oh, but I want the healthy version. They're not healthy. Don't do it. Don't buy into that. I think that's bullshit. I was watching the 1,000-pound sisters. Oh, they're these two beautiful women that I love. And one of the girls was like, they saw the doctor. Okay, I have to, it says Pedialyte's so weird because it's like, I mean, first of all, there's instructions on how to drink it. And it says, to rehydrate after fluid loss, begin with small, frequent sips. Like, how am I, I just want to chug it. I don't want to be like, just sipping throughout the whole fucking podcast. Why can't you chug it? What'll happen to me if I chug this? I'll be extremely hydrated. I'm just never gonna shit again. I'm gonna be so hydrated. Anyway. Okay, so, hold on. Gatorade break so I don't break out into sweats. Oh, awesome. I just spilled all over myself. Nice! Can't wait for Tom to slow that one down and then replay it. Oh, there's Gatorade all over me. There's too much pressure on me drinking that for me to do that properly. I was bound to spill. I'm wet. I've got Gatorade all over me. Lemon lime, too. Whatever. Go with the flow. I'm gonna be so sticky. Okay. What was I saying? I literally have like a Gatorade mustache. Okay. What was I talking about? Jesus Christ. No, before that I was talking about, oh, Ruffles. Oh, yes. Ranch dip. Okay. The 1,000-pound sisters. Okay. They were like talking to their doctor. And one of the sisters, they're so funny, by the way. Both of these sisters, it's like, you know, ugh, the funniest people I've seen. But they were talking to the doctor and they're like, yeah, we drink a lot of Coke. We drink like at least a case a day each. Like they're drinking like 12 cans of Diet Coke each at least. And the doctor's like, you know that that's bad for you. And they're like, we thought that it, like, helps clean out your stomach after you eat. Like, you're supposed to eat it after a meal. And it's like, first of all, you're not supposed to have 12 meals a day. Ugh. I love them. But yeah, if you're gonna do something unhealthy, just, like, go for it. Don't do baked Lays. That's so lame. They don't taste good either. So you're just, like, punishing yourself and not being healthy. If I'm not being healthy, I'm going all in. Ugh, except I'm trying to do no dairy now. After this weekend of explosive diarrhea. I don't even think that caused it, but I'm gonna make it feel like it was, because that's the only thing that's gonna make me quit dairy. Because I know it's not good for me. But, cheese is just so good. There's so many different kinds too. But yeah, I can't do it. It gave me the shits and I'm not gonna eat it. Anyway, so then I get to the Super Bowl party. There's a ginormous, I posted on my Instagram story, I'm like, who has a party I can go to? And my buddy Justin Sherman was like, hey, my girlfriend Raha, that's her real name, so cool, so sick. My girlfriend Raha is having a party at her place. You can come by. And I was like, hell yeah, I love you and your girlfriend. I would love to. And she made this like cheese platter. Like her entire kitchen island, she put like wax paper around it and then just made an entire cheese board on her kitchen island. It was insane. There were so many crackers and breads and cheeses and apples and grapes and berries. Oh, it was so good. It was so good. But yeah, I think I just ate too much. I don't know what happened, but I just, as soon as the party was over, and I had a great time at the party. Shakira, I love Shakira. Wow. I said this on my Instagram story, but when I was little, I loved Shakira. Like, I would dance to her all the time. I would sing to her all the time. I was like obsessed with Shakira, and I realized on Super Bowl Sunday before I got to the party, I was thinking about it, and I was Googling because I didn't know who was performing the halftime show. So I Googled Super Bowl halftime 2020, and I saw it was Shakira and Jennifer Lopez. And as soon as I saw Shakira's picture, I was like, oh my God, I think I've just had a crush on Shakira my whole life. I love her so much. And she was so great. She was beautiful. Jennifer Lopez is fine. I think she's like too much. She's everywhere, you know? She's doing everything. And I don't think she... I don't want to be negative. I feel bad being negative. I feel like I want to support this woman. But also, it's like, you're doing so many things. But so is The Rock. So am I sexist or misogynistic because I don't judge The Rock for doing so many things? Maybe. Maybe it's like some... maybe it's some subconscious thing in my brain that I'm like, you're trying too hard. And it's like, sure, she is, but she's doing good. This being sick has made me a more soft, understanding, caring person. I felt so hopeless last night because I was just feeling so sick. And I was like laying in bed and I went to bed. And then I woke up at like 4 in the morning. And I was just like, oh no. Like when you're up at 4 in the morning, you truly feel alone. Like no one else is up. It's like it feels so lonely being up at a weird time of night. Like 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, people start waking up. People are still awake partying sometimes until like 3 in the morning. But 4 in the morning is a weird time. I don't know. I was like, you know, just like trying to message everyone on Instagram saying who was awake. Cause I was just like, I just thought I was dying. I thought I had the corona. Also, this weather's making me so dry. Like my hands are so scaly looking. Are you dry? My lips are terrible. I just bought chapstick when I bought the... Not chapstick. Fuck chapstick. Okay. Here's the thing. If you guys are out there right now listening to this and you have chapstick brand chapstick, throw it out, burn it, get rid of it, flush it down the toilet. It's not good. Get out of here. What are you thinking? It's not good. It makes your lips more chapped, so you have to use it more. It's not good. Use a different brand, okay? Aquaphor. Aquaphor is great. It's pretty much like KY jelly for your lips. It keeps them moisturized. It keeps them lubed up. I couldn't find it at the grocery store and I didn't feel like looking for it. So I just got the Burt's Bees. Yeah, I'm like whatever about it. I think I feel the same way about Burt's Bees that I feel like with J-Lo. I'm like, you're doing too much. They have like vaginal wipes. They have face cream, they have chapstick, they have shampoo and conditioner. I'm like, you started with just chapstick. What do you think you know about my pH vaginal levels? But anyway, I got their coconut and pear moisturizing lip balm. It's fine. I just don't like chapsticks like this. I don't like lip balms that are like this. Yeah, like in a little tube. The tubed ones. I like a cream that you put on your hand and then you put on your lip. Because these ones I feel like... Well, first of all, it's embarrassing when your lips are so dry and you like borrow someone's chapstick and you put it on. And then it just like goes all the way down to the bottom because your lips have shredded it. You know what I'm talking about? When your lips like shred the top and it like goes over. You know what I'm talking about. When your lips are so chapped that when you use the chapstick, all your crusty lips just, like, break the top of the thing and make it all nasty looking. So then you give it back to your friend and they're like, what did you just butcher? Oh, it feels so good, though, in the moment. My lips are so chapped. I like these ingredients, though. They're fun. Helianthus anus. Helianthus anus. Anus. There's two N's and two U's. Do you think that's a spell? Do you think that's a spelling error? Anonymous. That's sunflower seed oil. Cocos nucifera oil. That's coconut. Beeswax. Okay, so we got sunflower, coconut, beeswax. We've got some flavor, some aroma. Castor oil, shea butter, lanolin. That's good for the lips. And then some other shit. Yeah, I guess this is fine. Yeah, this is good stuff, okay? I got the coconut and pear bird's bees. Good ingredients. Ingredients so good you could eat it. But I really like Aquaphor. I feel like Aquaphor just, like, holds them in place. Anyway. What am I talking about? Okay. Thousand Pound Sisters. I felt like one of the Thousand Pound Sisters at the Super Bowl party. I was snacking. But I had a great time. I was so happy I didn't just, like, sit at home alone and, like, do all my chores. Justin Sherman is so funny. He has the funniest Instagram. He posts such funny videos. He'll just, like, always be driving in his car around Hollywood, and he'll see, like, a billboard, and he'll just, like, voice over the billboard. And it's always hilarious. So funny. Anyway, so, yeah, then after that, we played this one game that I think is, like, on their PS4 or something. But you just connect everyone's phones to the game. It's, like, a trivia game. So, I don't know. I think so, maybe. But everyone just connected their phone, and we were all playing. And it was on the TV, and there was, it was so fun. I haven't had, like, fun like that in a long time. Like, it was so nice. I'm going to have Justin come on the podcast sometime soon. And I think I'm going to go on his podcast soon. He has a podcast called Everything Reviewed, and it's him and Joey Bergen. And they're so silly and funny, and I love good people, you know? Like, you know when you hang out with people and you just, like, leave feeling good about yourself? Like, you're just like, these are good, like, because some people maybe you feel intimidated by them, or you just, like, feel self-conscious around them, or they make you feel a certain type of way that's not good. That's never fun. That's never a good feeling. But Jay Sherm, one of the good ones. I left feeling like, oh my gosh, that was so nice. I had such a great time. And then after I got explosive diarrhea. It was so bad. I haven't had that happen to me in a very long time. It's so uncomfortable. It's such a weird feeling. Would you rather be, let me know in the comments below, would you rather be constipated or have explosive diarrhea? I think I'd rather be constipated. I think I'd much rather be constipated. Yeah, I don't know. Damn. Anthony says he's been constipated for a week before. Yeah. What did the hospital give you?
They gave me a drink.
That they said was like Gatorade. Yeah. Damn. Why would he finish it for you?
They wouldn't let me leave until I
finished it. And you wouldn't just finish it?
I couldn't. I was about to throw up all over the place.
Wow. Damn. Yeah, I don't know. I think I'd rather be, like, a little bit or not necessarily constipated. I just mean, like, having the opposite of piss shits. If you had to have, like, hard shits. Like, hard. I think I'd rather have hard than liquid. Because liquid, it's like, it's just unpredictable. With hard ones, you feel like you've overcome something after. You feel like you've worked toward a goal. You're sweating, so it makes you feel like you've exercised in some way. Yeah, I think I'd rather have a hard one. Let me know in the comments below. I want to know. I'm curious. I am, genuinely. I don't know. Some people might say liquid. Maybe they like just a quick drop. Anyway, so yeah, I was feeling like shit, and then yesterday was Monday, and what did I do? Oh, I babysat my little child, and I was still feeling shitty, and then I had a show at the Soho House, which is, like, it's, like, a very nice thing. It's, like, a membership place, so people have to spend, like, a ridiculous amount of money to be able to, like, just hang out there. But this was my second time doing a show there, and it was really good because I was opening for two dudes who do music. One of them like creates these beats and he like does loops and he writes his like he like has his own music that he like sings on top of his loops that he creates. And then James, the guy who was putting it on, like, I think he like raps. I don't know. It was fun. So that was like the show that I did. And I just got to open it up with comedy. And it was really good. Maya Rudolph was there. She was like in the room next door doing like a film screening. And I tried to like kind of sneak in and see her, but I didn't get the chance to. I love her though, Maya Rudolph, man. Ugh, I'm obsessed with Timothée Chalamet. My entire Explore page on Instagram is just all Timothée Chalamet. When I was up last night, so then I was going to go to the Comedy Store after Soho House. And I was just like, you know, looking at my stomach, looking at the store, looking at my stomach, looking at the store. And I was like, I can't go out tonight. Like, I need to be responsible, because if it is the coronavirus, I can't, like, I'll infect the Soho House, no problem. But the Comedy Store, I can't do that. So I went home and I just chilled. And when I was up at like 4 a.m, I'm just like binge watching Timothée Chalamet videos. He's just so genuine and pure. He's so like just real and pure. I don't know. I was like, I think I'm being real, but I don't know. He seems like next level, just like him. I had this audition. And every time I have an audition, because I don't know how to act, or like, you know, I'm not like trained in acting or anything, I'm always like, what would Timothée Chalamet do? And it's like, well, he would be a good actor, and I'm just not there. But I thought I was good. I like went to an acting coach and I filmed it and put it on tape to send. And I thought it was good. And then when I like go back and watch it, I'm like, it is not good. But if the casting directors watch it with the sound off, I think I have a good chance of getting it. I didn't realize how weird my face looks. I don't know what it is, because like when I'm taking selfies and like Instagram videos and like the podcast, I'm like, oh, I'm cute. I got it. And then I watch that. I don't know if it's like a mirror image or not a mirror image. Like, it was frightening. I look so like, I just have such weird features that are almost like not features, and that's why it's weird. Like, I don't have like defined cheekbones, so just kind of like, it was just weird looking at myself. I was like, I thought I was cute, and then that just kind of ruined it all. Should I just like chug this? It just tastes like stale water. Like, it really doesn't taste like anything. But it tastes a little bit different than water, because it does have, like, you know, some potassium citrate in it, some salt, some citric acid, some zinc, gluconate. I don't know what any of those taste like except for salt, but you can just tell that there's something that's not just water in there. But it's nothing, like, crazy. Like, it's not gross. You're not like, ew. Yummy. Oh, that'd be so sick if Pedialyte sponsored me. Just like, I feel like that would be such a cool sponsor to have. But it's only if you've like suffered, like if you're extreme, like people don't, like people drink this if they're in bad condition. Like if you see someone drinking a Pedialyte, you know they're either extremely hungover or they've just shit everything out. Oh yeah, but then I threw up last night. Like The Exorcist. I was just on a roll. I haven't thrown up in such a long time. Throwing up is so, it's such a painful experience. I feel, but that was the weird thing, is that after I threw up, I was like, oh, I feel good. I like went back to bed. I was like, should I start a business? Like, I can do anything right now. I felt so good after throwing up. Like, I knew I needed to do it. But there's this one dude. So, Gwyneth Paltrow, she's kind of like, she's like almost like a female Joe Rogan, I feel like. Gwyneth Paltrow. Because she's, like, very into, like, health and, like, exploration. Like, personal exploration. I don't know. Maybe no. No, but she's, like, she is into, like, drugs for health benefits. Like, I feel like there's some similarities there. They're, like, very different people, but I think there's, like, similar. I don't know. I just thought of that. But she has this show on Netflix called Goop Labs. And she, there's, like, 6 episodes. They each explore different topics for, like, health, you know, tackling, like, mental and physical health. The first episode, they go on, like, a mushroom trip to try and overcome, like, some of the people who work at Goop have, like, trauma. So they try and, like, work through that. Some people just feel disconnected, blah, 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 whatever. So everyone has, like, their own thing that they're trying to, like, overcome through this mushroom trip that they do in Peru or something. But then there was an episode that I'm, like, obsessed with. There's this guy called, you might have heard of him, Wim Hof. He's called the Iceman. Have you heard of him? Oh my god, I'm obsessed with him. So he's, like, Dutch or German or Swedish. I don't know. But he has such a great accent, and he's just like, mind over matter. I can't do an accent like his, but he just has so much charm and energy, and he does these breathing techniques, and he does these like ice baths. And so I was in my car last night before my show, just trying to like breathe like heavily, like cause an adrenaline rush so that way the sickness would leave my body. But he also says like we have control over like temperatures. So, like, he does this, like, breathing technique, and he does this thing called, like, cold exposure, ice exposure. And he's been in, like, scientific studies where he's submerged into, like, freezing temperatures, and his body temperature doesn't change. So he's able to control his inner blood, like, fuck, I'm so not good at, like, science words. But he's so in tune with his breathing and his, like, mind that he's able to control his physical state no matter what state he's in. So I was trying to do some heavy breathing in my car because it was cold outside last night. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do these breathing techniques. But I think you have to be, like, trained by him for, like, a week. But I was just doing a power breathing session in my car, and I got outside, and I was like, I'm so cold. Okay, you guys asked me a lot of great questions, so I want to get into that. I'm just trying to see what else I did this week, if there's anything interesting. I got to do my first, so normally when I do shows with Rogan, I'm only doing 10 minutes up top. And sometimes I'm just, like, hosting the show doing 10 minutes. Sometimes I'm doing a guest spot that's 10 minutes. But I'm always doing 10 minutes. And the other day, on Friday, last Friday, he had me do 15 for the first time. And I wasn't hosting. I just brought up the next comic. And then the next comic brought up the next comic. So it felt like, a nice step forward. I did, like, a fundraiser show in Venice. There were so many, like, hot white people. Everyone's, like, so cool in Venice. It's so annoying. No, this was a benefit show for, like, girls who skateboard and also, like, homeless youth. I don't know. My friend who I started a comedy with, she now works at a nonprofit called Safe Place for Youth. So they put on a bunch of like fundraisers, and this one was with a girl skate company called Girl Swirl. So we did a show. Just so many hot people. It was like so distracting. Okay, so I've been trying to learn sign language. Speaking of, I need to do that today. I've been trying to learn sign language. People are asking me why, what for, blah blah blah. So here's the thing. I mentioned this on one of my earlier podcasts. My grandma on my mom's side was born deaf, so she wasn't able to hear her whole life. And when I was little, and she was like very accommodating to hearing people. So she would like, you know, read lips. She used her voice. And so I was always able to have regular conversations with her. But I just felt like she put in all this work to talk to me. Like, I want to be able to talk to her. So I like knew some basic signs. I knew the alphabet and sign language. I knew a couple words, but I've never been able to like form complete sentences in sign language. And so now I'm like, okay, like what hobbies do I want to get into? What's something new that I want to learn? And I just kind of stumbled across it on YouTube because there's this couple that I'm obsessed with called Sign Duo. And it's a deaf boyfriend and a hearing girlfriend, and they're so cute. And I just love watching them and their relationship together. And I was like, you know what? I should learn sign again. And so I started learning on YouTube. There's this guy, Bill Vickers, who teaches sign at like Sacramento State. And he's like a completely deaf teacher. So his class is like, you know when you take like Spanish in high school and your teacher will only speak Spanish? That's like what this guy does, you know, he only does sign in his class, and he's such a great teacher. He's so funny and like sweet, but I've been trying to learn it, but it's like hard when you're just like learning words that are signs rather than like, I don't know, it's just hard to put together a sentence or like watch someone else speak sign. So I've been going to these deaf meetups, whoever wants to go can go. It's just these deaf meetups in town. And so I've been going so I can watch people signing and I can like have conversations. And that way I'm like immersing myself into sign rather than just watching it online. But it's so hard. It's so hard. It's so frustrating. It's like really difficult because the sentences aren't the same in English as they are in sign. You wouldn't say like, I don't know, my friend's house is the one over there. You'd be like, no, not like that. It would just be more like it's almost like kind of like caveman speak where you just like take out the things that don't really need to be there. And so it's just confusing. And sometimes the order, like in terms of like timing, like when you're telling a story about I'm going to the market to pick up whatever, you say it in like a different order of time. I don't know. It's just very confusing. And there's like multiple signs for the same word. And everyone kind of like, and signs change all the time. And people use their own sign. Like some people use this for doctor rather than this. And so you just have to know both. Or just like pick up on context clues. I don't know. It's hard. But I'm like very determined to get better at it. It's fun because then you like listen, you start like listening to songs in the car and you like sign along with it. Like, you know, some of the signs in the song. It's really fun. It's interesting though, because whenever I tell people I'm learning sign, they always like start doing fake signs to me, which is literally if I was like an Asian person, you're like, oh, ching chong, ching chong. And it's like, that's not words. Like, you're just making that up. But no one thinks of it because it's sign, and there's just not enough deaf representation, and I think we need to change that. I want to honestly perform at, like, a deaf convention. Like, I want to be able to know so much sign. No, I want to be on stage talking because there's hearing people at deaf conventions. I went to a deaf convention with my grandma when I was younger. So there's hearing people at the deaf convention. There's also hard of hearing people at the deaf convention. And then there's deaf people. And I want to be able to know enough sign to be able to do a full set at a deaf convention. I think that would be so sick. Comedy. Yeah, comedy. Yeah, what else would I be doing? Spoken word. No, yeah, I want to perform at a deaf convention. It's a market no one's ever broken. Yes, in the Deaf Convention. They have booths, they have everything, and there's a stage. I want to perform. Yeah, it would be awesome. I also, because one time I did, when I did the amphitheater in the Bay, the Shoreline Amphitheater, I realized, because it's an outdoor amphitheater, there was an interpreter in the audience, and I thought it was so cool. I was like, people who are hard of hearing or deaf should always have the option to go to a comedy show, and it's annoying that they don't feel welcome because there's not enough resources for them. Woke Alley is coming for the deaf community, all inclusive. Speaking of woke, I caused a big controversy on my Instagram last night because I did not know enough about this subject, but I spoke confidently about it. That's so nice. Gatorade's good when you need it. If you're, like, totally hydrated and you drink Gatorade, I don't know. There's something weird about it. But when your body's fucked up, man, it's so good. Damn. Okay, so I mentioned on... I was watching this cooking show yesterday when I was babysitting. And it was a show about the Girl Scout cookie company. And what's it called? Girl Scout Cookie Championship. So they're talking about all the different types of Girl Scout cookies. First of all, I come from a Samoa family. We've always done Samoas in our home. We've never really gotten anything else. And I think that's how it is for a lot of people. I think you just grow up in a house that likes one type of Girl Scout cookie. And then you just grow up liking that particular kind. I've just never been a Thin Mint person. Anything where there's, like, mint and chocolate just are two things that should not go together. I think it's... And I don't care if I lose followers over this, okay? Unfollow me. Mint and chocolate shouldn't... They don't belong together. And here's the thing. I'm open-minded. I try it. Every once in a while, if I'm at a restaurant and they have those mint chocolates... I'll have one, but I hate it. My taste buds have never changed to enjoy those. I just think it's such a weird combo. It's like such a weird sociopathic move. Mint belongs in toothpaste. Yeah, mint belongs in toothpaste and in mints. And in mints. But not in food. No, it's so weird. People who like that, it's like... They like getting like spit in their mouth. I had that happen to me recently. I thought I would like it. But I think if you're, like, not with the right person, it's just gross. I was with this guy, and I keep forgetting that people listen to my podcast and that, like, guys that I've hooked up with might have listened to it before. Whatever. I don't like that, though, the fact that people can listen to this. But I'm not saying their name, so no one's getting hurt. But that did happen to me when I first started comedy. I made out with, a more successful comic at the time, and he like went on a radio show the next morning, or like a podcast or something, and he like talked about me being at his house, but he like didn't mention my name, but I just like felt so grossed out by it, like so hurt by it. No, I just made out with it. No, I'm talking about Anthony, this is what happens when you don't pay attention to my podcast. You just tune in whenever you feel like it. You hear me say spit in the mouth. You start listening. Then I start talking about podcasts. You tune out. Well, because I went on to a different story about a comic who I had like made out with and spent the night at his house. And then the next morning, this is just a random side story because I'm talking about, I want to tell the story about this guy who spit in my mouth and I spit in his mouth. But I feel bad talking about it because I know how it feels to be talked about even when your name isn't mentioned. Yes, but I'm still going to talk about it. I'm not mentioning his name, okay? Whatever. So, I'm with this guy. Well, okay, so this is the spit in the mouth story. Okay, I was with this... So, I guess I had matched with this guy on like Tinder or something a long time ago. And we had met in person once before, but like nothing like crazy or memorable about it. It was just like, oh, we matched once, we talked once in like a group setting by coincidence because we happen to have mutual friends. So I was with one of my friends when I was on vacation. I was with one of my friends and he was like, oh, this guy that you matched with a while ago is coming to hang out with us. And I was like, oh, okay. So I'm like, oh, I'm for sure gonna like make out or hook up with this guy or whatever, because like we already, like there's just something, there's some unspoken rule where I'm like, this is probably gonna happen. So then we're hanging out, he's cool, I'm like, okay, this is for sure gonna happen. The first night I just like go back to my place, whatever. The second night we're out and I'm like, okay, I feel like this is gonna happen, but at this point I'm like not really interested anymore. I just am like, oh, I could just, like, see this person being my friend. Like, maybe not romantic. But anyway, we start making out. Go back to my place. And he was just saying weird stuff. I feel like some guys say things. And I have the same problem with this. And I kind of have, like, material about this right now. I think people are doing what they see in porn. And it's not what they genuinely feel like doing. Because it sounds so unnatural when they're saying it. Like, there's just, like, if it doesn't feel right to say, then just don't say it. Because he was saying some stuff where I'm like, you don't want to say this right now. Like, it just doesn't sound natural coming from you. Anyway, then he brings up the idea of spitting in the mouth. And for a while, I've been like, you know what, I feel like I might enjoy that. And then he presents it to me, and I'm like, okay, here we go. And it was just too much. It was just too much. And I feel like if you're spitting in someone's mouth, like, don't try and, like, hawk it up, you know? It should just be there. Like just the mouth, the lingering mouth spit. Not from the soul. It shouldn't come from the soul. Because that's, yeah, it did not feel right. I was like, I cannot do this. So we left it at that. I can't do that. Something that I thought I would enjoy, maybe it was the person, maybe it was the way they were doing it. Could have been a lot of things. I'm not going to hold it. I'm not going to, like, be anti-mouth spitting. You know, I'll give it a try again with someone that I care about. But in this case, it was not meant to be. But anyway, how did we get there from Girl Scout cookies? Damn, what a weird episode. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, I hate Thin Mints. I think they're so gross. But I love Samoas. And I thought Samoas got renamed to Caramel Delights a long time ago because PC culture. I don't know why I thought this, because this was like a long time ago. Like, when I was in high school, maybe, like, 2010 or 11, when they changed. I thought I saw on the news, they're like, Samoas is offensive. And I just believed whoever I heard that from. But I guess it's just two different companies. Girl Scouts are owned by two different cookie companies, and so... yeah, the name is just because it's a different... The name only... They're still called Samoas in some regions where that distributor is selling. But in other places, it's called Caramel Delights. But here's the fucked up part. They aren't made the same. And I would have to think that the Samoas are better because they're made with dark chocolate. They use a little bit less coconut and they use like a toasted coconut. And then the Caramel Delights are a little bit more my 1,000-pound sisters, you know? It's just kind of like very, like, Diet Coke makes your stomach feel better after a meal. It's like white chocolate, way more coconut. Like, it's just too much. Like, I don't know. That doesn't make any sense. It makes sense to me that I just compared Caramel Delights to the 1,000-pound sisters. But I can't really explain how. I think I'm still dehydrated and that my brain isn't functioning normally. But what's my excuse? every other week, you know? Okay, so I had a lot of people message me thinking that that was real because I said, if you have strong opinions about the Girl Scout cookies, formerly known as Samoas, now named Caramel Delights, if you have strong opinions about the name change, the former name, the current name, please DM me your thoughts and I will talk about it on my podcast tomorrow. So a lot of people, like myself, believed me and thought that they changed the name due to PC standards. So I got a lot of messages and I just want to look. Okay, what do we have here? Okay, there were honestly a lot of messages. I should just start screenshotting the best ones because a lot of people did know, though. A lot of people were smart. They were like, okay, Samoas are God's gift to us all. Savannah Smiles are better than both of these. Savannah Smiles sounds like what a horse girl's favorite Girl Scout cookie would be. A horse girl would love Savannah Smiles. I don't even know what those are. Do you know what Savannah Smiles are? I don't fuck with lemon treats either. If those are the lemon ones, I don't fuck with that. I don't fuck with lemon in dessert. Yeah, I can fuck with the fruit dessert, but not lemon. Because it's almost like, it's almost the same thing as like the mint and chocolate. It's just like such a strong flavor with another. Okay, what else did I get? Just learning of this absolute travesty. Wait till he finds out I lied and was wrong. Someone said, dude, I thought it was the perfect representation of Samoans. Sweet, caramely, and dark, thick, sensual, and most importantly, not named Caramel Delights. Like, what a shitty name. I agree. Tag along all day. Are those the peanut butter ones?
No, I just bought
them. Ew, so gross. Do you like those? Yeah. I'll have to try. Well, no, there's dairy in it, so I can't do it. I'm not doing dairy. Also, Caramel Delights, it puts you in that weird position where you have to figure out which way you say caramel. It depends who I'm talking to. I used to always just say caramel, but then I realized rich people say caramel. So if I'm around rich people, then I drop the amel. And if I'm around like my parents or some other ratchet hoes, then I'll just be like caramel. But on the podcast, I'm keeping it posh just in case I have some rich people listening. Only reason I'm okay with the name change is because when I first bought cookies, I said I'm craving Samoans instead of Samoas. So yeah, that's my opinion. Okay. Why not caramel biscuits or fuck yes? Anyway, have a good set if you have one. Okay, thank you. Okay, why am I reading all of these? Anyway, people, there were a lot. I mean, I honestly have more messages than I've ever had on one of my weird Instagram stories. But I also got some questions and some. There's this one thing called Inkbox. It gives you like fake tattoos. And I kind of want to get it. Like you get like, it's like temporary tattoos, but they look legit. Like they're not corny. I want to try some. Why isn't it letting me look at my questions? Okay. Someone said to talk about Baby Nut. Those Super Bowl commercials were so weird. It felt like I felt like I was on drugs. I was like, are any of these making sense? It felt like three different ideas for a commercial. They were like, we can't choose one, so let's just do all three ideas. It was so bad. Someone asked me if size matters. I don't think so. One time I was with a guy who truly had a micro penis. And that's not an exaggeration. It was this big. It was smaller than my pinky finger, honestly. And he was such a nice guy that I didn't care. But it is a little bit, you think that there's going to be like you think it's so small that you almost think it's like a joke where like he's going to like pull it off and be like, just kidding, here's my real penis. And then it just never happens. Like, but he was still cool. It didn't work out because I was not in the right mindset to be in a relationship. I already talked about Ari Shaffir on my last episode, so if you want to hear that, listen to the last episode. Benefits of eating ass. Trying something new. It's not for everyone. I have gotten my ass eaten once, and I felt it was quite average. Nothing to write home about. Yeah, I don't know what the benefits are. I just had a explosive diarrhea, so I think I'm out of commission for like at least 2 months on getting my ass rimmed. But someone said wallet chains. Honestly, underrated. I think more people should be rocking wallet chains. I lose everything. And also, like, a fashion accessory that's practical, I'm in. You look so badass wearing a wallet chain. Dude, chili's so good. Someone just wrote chili. Fuck, chili cheese fries are my favorite, but I'm not doing cheese. I wonder how long. I hope at least a week. I hope that the next podcast I record, I'm still doing no dairy. I've never given myself the chance. I always, like, talk myself out of it or end up, like, eating dairy. How much time are we at? 52. Okay. Why are there so many veins on oranges? Like, what the fuck? Just trying to get some vitamin C. Don't you think that's why there's so much vitamin C in oranges? Because they're so full of life, and that's why there's so many veins? I think you have to have the veins to have the nutrients. Would Samoa cookies be as good without coconut? I just bear through that shit. I think they would still be good, but I think something about the texture and the flavor of having the coconut is really good. Like that kind of like crispy, crunchy texture. It's so yummy. It's so good. And I'm not like a huge coconut person, but in the right environment, I'm down. Like Samoa's, that's good coconut. I also had an Almond Joy for the first time not too long ago. Those are really yummy too. I think I'm going to screenshot some of these and save them for next week because I need to go home and recover from this illness. Like I said, let me know in the comments below if you would rather have explosive diarrhea or rock hard dumps. Anthony's roommate was walking by and I felt like I shouldn't say that out loud. I'm going to save these and then next episode I'm going to open with these questions. That way if yours wasn't answered on the next episode, I'm just going to bust right out the gate with answering these. Because I'm going to Santa Barbara tonight. I'm doing a show. What else am I doing? Oh my gosh. I'm doing something so fun. So my friends, the Jungle Giants, they're a great band from Australia. I've talked about them many times before. They're doing shows in San Francisco and LA. And I'm going to see them in LA for sure. But I was just talking to my friend who's in the band. She has the weirdest name, but it's so cool. It's Cesara, but people just call her Sis. How sick is that? To just be nicknamed Sis. Anyway, she was like, we're going to be in San Francisco. What if you came up here and crashed on our tour bus on our way to LA that night? And I was like, hell yes. I've always wanted to go on a tour bus. Isn't that so sick? They were like, we have like 3 extra bunks on our bus. And I was like, I'm in. I was up at 4 a.m. feeling terrible. I immediately bought my plane ticket to the Bay. I'm literally going to be there for like The ticket was like $40. $40 to get to San Francisco. In like 2 weeks. This is so many screenshots. But anyway, yeah, so I get to see them in San Francisco. I'm going to fly up that day after the pod. Because I think it's on like a Tuesday. So I'm going to fly up to SF, go watch them perform there, sleep on the bus in my cute little bunk, and then LA. Come home on the bus. Ugh. I wonder if I lost weight. The light is leaking through. Okay, that's it. Go check out my website to see me perform. I'm going to be all over. I'm going to be on the East Coast, New York, Boston, Connecticut, Arizona. I'm headlining a couple shows at the Tempe Improv, March 5th and 6th, I believe. Just check out my website. Portland, April 1st, San Francisco, April 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Go to AllieMakovsky.com/shows. Bye.